Page 104. Exercise 11. Listening. Let's face it. Part A. Listen to people give their opinions about issues in the news. What issues are they talking about? 1.
Wow, that documentary about animals and entertainment was a little hard to watch. I mean, I love watching animals do tricks at amusement parks and circuses, but I had no idea how much they can suffer.
Yeah, some of those animals are kept in horrible conditions. That's just not right. Then they're punished and abused if they don't do what they're supposed to. And the only benefit is that the owners are making money. In most cases, they're not trying to improve the animals' living conditions. If it weren't for those animals, they wouldn't make any of that money.
I know. It's awful, isn't it? But I feel like some places have the right idea, too. They use the animals for entertainment, but they make sure the animals are taken care of, and they use part of the profits to rescue other animals and do research. Research, rescue, and protection of the animals. That seems more acceptable, doesn't it?
I guess. But how do we make sure that all places are acting responsibly and doing those things? I still think that animals should be in their natural habitats, not in some small space so they can help humans make money. It's just not natural.
2.
I just read in the paper that a supercenter is going to open just 5 minutes outside of town.
A supercenter? Like a drugstore, supermarket, and discount store all combined into one?
Exactly. I think it's great. The products are cheaper, and it will provide a lot of jobs for the community.
I agree that the products are cheaper, and it does create jobs, but what about the smaller, family-owned stores in town? All those small markets and clothing stores and pharmacies will now have to compete with this supercenter. And a lot of those smaller businesses will lose a lot of money because, let's face it, they can't compete.
I guess I hadn't thought about the impact on the small businesses in town.
And not only that, but I think we'll lose a lot of variety. If these smaller businesses start losing money, they will either close down or start limiting their products. Then we'll have fewer choices when we go shopping.
Yeah, I guess big companies aren't always good for small businesses, are they?